Yes, I'd probably panic too. Once those doors are sealed, we're going to leave you here, honey, helplessly plugged into my wonderful machine's diligent attentions, all alone. You will become a permanent enema victim, trapped in here, helpless and stringently bound, while the machine fills and drains you in an endless and excruciating cycle. Think of it, my boy. During each of your 72 hours of uncomfortable wakefulness, you will receive about 48 gallons of agonizing horror stuffed into your bowels. Then a short nap, a single meal, and you get to face it all again every single day for the rest of your life. How does that sound? Oh, and you will squirm and writhe against my bonds, no doubt, but it will do you no good. Outside, you'll still be able to gaze out that window, struggling to survive whatever monstrous fluids my wonderful little machine has stuffed you with, your bowels screaming for a release you will never, ever, ever get. You can watch people coming and going to work. They'll be living normal lives, eating, sleeping, laughing, fucking, everything you don't get to do. And they will be totally oblivious to the fact that you're all alone up here, strapped oh so tightly to a machine and endlessly suffering hour after hour after hour, day after day, week after week, for years and years and years. You'll scream and beg, no doubt, but that new gag of yours is permanent, my boy. No one will ever hear a word from you ever again. My poor, poor dear. Just your muffled screams, squeals, and groans. They're just for you to hear. You're just a cute little piece of plumbing, my dear, from now on and forever. Oh no. Stop that crying now, hon. Won't do you any good. Besides, it's not as if you've had enough experiences to really know what you'd be missing. Just try to be happy with your lot as a helpless enema victim, daily stuffed and filled. A wee bit uncomfortable, sure, but you'll get used to it. I hope. At least, you probably will after a few years. So just try to relax now.